I think a lot of people have friendships in their lives that are really important to them, but they don't receive the kind of acknowledgement that they deserve. Especially when you're single, people will ask you quite often, did you meet somebody yet? Or they will kind of try to comfort you. And I often feel like, well, you know, I've met a lot of people. I have a lot of great friends in my life that mean a lot to me. And when people are constantly focusing on whether or not I have a partner, they're kind of overlooking my friends who are so important to me. So that's why I wanted to write this book, to kind of show that friendship is just as interesting and just as important as love relationships are to many people. I mean, when people lose a friend or when they have a fight with a friend, that can be just as painful as a relationship breakup, except that we don't write millions of songs about that. Okay, so there are different challenges for expats. One, of course, is that they have to start anew and that they often land in a community where many people already have friends. Another quite challenging thing is that many expats will have a busy job, which is why they are an expat. That's why they were moved by their company to a new city. And friendship takes time. Research has found that you need around 200 hours. You have to spend around 200 hours with someone to go from acquaintance to good friend. So if you look at that, like 200 hours is perhaps, if you go out for coffee or beer with someone, maybe that's 2 hours. So you will need 100 meetings with someone, like 100 coffees or 100 beers, to establish kind of a good friendship. And you know, when people are really busy, getting to that stage, like reaching those 200 hours, that's a lot of effort. And especially for expats, people kind of come and go, because often the first people that you connect with are other expats, and they might be gone after 6 months. So getting to those 200 hours is a challenge.